Hello and welcome to the Short Science Fiction Review with me, John Cronshaw. Today I'm going to be reviewing Standard Loneliness Package by Charles Yu. The story first appeared in Lightspeed Magazine in 2010. I listened to an audio version of this on the Lightspeed Magazine podcast. Standard Loneliness Package is a story about outsourcing emotions. It's this idea that the hardest moments in your life, whether it's physical pain, grief, guilt, sadness, all these things, they can be outsourced for somebody else to experience for a price. Now, this story is told from the perspective of somebody who works in what is essentially a call centre, and their job is to take over people's consciousness to experience their emotions in their place. Now, this is the third thing I've read by Charles Yu. I read his novel How to Live Safely in a Science Fictional Universe, and I recently read his story Fable in The New Yorker, which, although it doesn't fit the remit of this podcast because it's more of a kind of fantasy fairy tale kind of story, I would highly recommend reading that because it is excellent. But what Charles Yu does so well is he really brings out the emotion of the story. There's a deep sense of sadness, of depression, of despair, but it's also a feeling that is somehow removed, that is somehow deflected. It's not quite denial because the person in the centre of the story is aware of the feelings, but there's definitely a sense that they're being suppressed or repressed in some weird way. As well as understanding the emotional life of our main character and the emotional life of the people he inhabits, we also get a glimpse into a rather dystopian world where people's consciousnesses and emotions are dealt with like any other commodity. And it raises questions about what price to have a life, what price to support your family in ways that aren't necessarily beneficial to yourself. It raises questions about self-sacrifice, about how far you would go for your family, even when it's detrimental to your own well-being. Now, considering this is a short story, it's very layered. Along with these themes, we also get a very strange love story going on. And the woman the man falls in love with doesn't fully reciprocate, but kind of goes along with it anyway. It's really strange, it's really sad. I'm not going to spoil where this story goes, but it's well worth checking out. Everything else I've listened to or read by Charles Yu, I've really enjoyed. Have you read it? What did you think? Let me know. I'm on Twitter. It's at JL Cronshaw. You can also tweet the show. It's at ShortSFReview. I'm posting these episodes onto my website, which is johncronshaw.com. That's JohnCronshaw. I'm also on Goodreads and Facebook, so you can friend me on there. And for regular listeners, if you're wondering why there's been such a gap between these episodes, it's because my laptop broke. So I turned on my laptop one day to do a bit of writing, and it went clunk. The hard drive made a weird noise. I tried it again. Nothing. Luckily, I back up. I've got into the habit of backing up a couple of times a day. So I didn't lose much. I lost about a morning's work. But still, it's been incredibly frustrating. I've had no internet, apart from on my phone. And I'm having to rely on the goodwill of others to upload these episodes until I get something sorted. So if you haven't already and you're enjoying these episodes, please leave a review on the podcast platform of your choice. Or if you could help us out by sharing these episodes with a friend, you can actually go onto the Audio Boom site, find the Short SF Review channel, and embed the player onto your own websites, into tweets, etc. It's really easy. So until next time, cheerio.